WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An FBI sting sweeps up sports stars and mobsters.
An NBA coach and a star player among more than 30 people indicted in a pair of illegal gambling cases that prosecutors say put pro basketball in bed with the mob. Federal prosecutors say the mafia paid Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and former Cleveland Cavaliers player Damon Jones to lure unsuspecting victims to high-stakes poker games in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The bombsters called the celebrity athletes face cards and the victims fish.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The White House East Wing, built under Theodore Roosevelt, expanded by FDR, and now destroyed by President Trump so he can proceed with building his $300 million ballroom. President Trump saying on a social media feed that he's terminating trade talks with Canada because of television ads opposing the U.S. tariffs that he says misstated the facts. This is ABC News. A chain reaction crash east of Los Angeles is now the center of the debate over immigration. The driver of a tractor trailer is facing charges of vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. ABC's Matt Gutman reports.
This latest crash in California is under federal investigation. And among the victims killed, a high school basketball coach and his wife. The White House weighing in.
These tragedies are following a disturbing pattern of these criminal illegal aliens being issued commercial vehicle licenses. And so, yes, the Department of Transportation is absolutely cracking down on that.
Florida's Attorney General now asking the Supreme Court to prevent states like California from issuing commercial driver's licenses to people in the country illegally. They're saying it's a matter of public safety.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is set to be arraigned on federal fraud charges in Norfolk, Virginia Friday. James has declared herself totally innocent of the charges brought by President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I'm just bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. Freeze warning issued. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. Continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently 29 degrees.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, Rocker will be in the studio with a look at local music with the Max Inc. preview.
And pretty soon, the John and Gordy East Wing costume will be available.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Connecting dots, not just talking points. WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Conrad, what night is it?
It's Thursday, which means it's a Christmas Eve of weekdays.
Damn right, sister. It's a great night. It's a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. You're almost there. The weekend is right around the corner. All you have left in front of you is Friday. It's fantastic. And in the meantime, to segue from Thursday to Friday, you got Nightlight. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff tonight. Great to have you here, wherever you're joining us from, around the beautiful state of Wisconsin. It is absolutely great to have you because it is a beautiful night. You've got lots of cool stuff happening this weekend, which is right around the corner. Did I mention that? And we've got a fun show, fun guests, fun discussion, fun topics. Phone lines are always open. You can always let us know what's on your mind, folks, throughout the course of the show. Love to hear from you guys, and it makes the show that much more fun. How you doing today, Con?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little chilly, so I did something that made me a little sad today.
Oh, no. What's that?
I turned on the heat.
First time?
First time.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've been, you know, waiting because my electric bill's been pretty low since I haven't had to use AC or heat.
That like is this a path. Sweet spot, isn't it?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing that's going on is lights, you know, the fridge and
right.
My TV.
I'm totally with you. What do you know what your bills are for like electricity when you use your heat, let's say? You know, one bedroom apartment, that's not crushing you.
No, but it goes up, I would say, by like $20 or somewhere around there.
Okay.
But it was nice. I was only paying like $45 this past month.
So you pay $45 even when you don't use heat or AC?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have AC, right? You have a wall unit?
I have a wall unit.
Yeah. But that eats up.
I would say when you have it off and then you turn it on and you're just trying to catch up,
yeah,
that's when it goes bonkers.
We have like a gas fireplace, and I've been using that, but it's so like cozy. I almost look for excuses to turn it on. Like some nights I'll leave the sliding doors open. So I get a breeze and get chilly, and then I'll turn on the horribly not energy efficient at all, but it's all about the ambiance, and I love getting home at night, and especially like tonight, there's a game on. I'll probably turn the game on if it's close. Turn on my fireplace. That's not too bad. And then I'll probably throw on a movie or something. But what's the game is, was it Pittsburgh tonight? And
Vikings Sunday. And Chargers tonight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Aaron Jones is back. From injury.
For the Vikings?
Yep.
Okay. How do we feel about Thursday night football?
I love Thursday night football.
Yeah, me too.
It's a sweet spot because you get like 2 days off and then it goes back. And it's like,
two more days off.
I'm ready for the weekend now, you know, after Thursday night football.
It's like, that's, if Thursday is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, NFL football on a Thursday is like Santa on his way.
Yeah, sort of. Exactly. It's
like, and I know the players don't like it. A lot of the commentators say Thursday night football sucks because these guys are sore. They've had 2 or 3 days off, yeah, whatever it is. I get that. But selfishly, as a fan, a lot of times I won't even turn it on. If it's two dogs, I'm not going to watch that. But it, like, this is a pretty good game tonight. And I always like watching NFC North teams, too.
So. I'd say Thursday night football is one of my favorite days of football. Yeah. And then Sunday.
Okay. Not Monday?
Monday's the least favorite, I'd say.
Yeah. That's usually the worst game, too. Like, NBC puts the good games on Sunday night. And Thursday night, you're not going to mess with Jeff Bezos. You're going to put a good game on.
Yeah. You know, this past Monday, the game started at 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah. There's two of them, right?
Yeah, there was two last week. So that's people nuts. Like, you know, on the East Coast, that starts at 10 for them.
Right. I bet employers love that. So that'll be interesting. Hey, folks, if you are, we're going to pivot and go from the gridiron to Book Fest. It starts today, folks. The Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison tonight through the 26th. Bringing together authors and readers of all ages and all interests. Are you a reader, Con?
I would say I'm more of a listener, but I do like some books too, you know.
I'm trying to get back into being a reader. It's tough.
I think I like an audiobook.
Yeah. A lot of people do. I wish if I lived in Madison, I would go to this hoping it would motivate me to read more because I was a reader and I at some point that fell off. But don't miss out on New York Times bestsellers Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach. They will be in Madison alongside dozens of others as they gather for readings and conversations around their writing. And it's all happening right now. If you want more information, if you need motivation, a kick in the butt to go start reading again like I do, go to civicmedia.com. There's more information there about Book Fest, a really cool thing happening in May. Do we have a Book Fest in Green Bay?
No, I don't think so.
Who do we talk to about this? Jim Schmidt?
Maybe we make our own Nightlight Book Fest.
Oh, I like that.
And you are sitting reading to everyone.
And we keep all the profits. I'm thinking a cover charge, $100 a person. As Steve Martin used to say, one show. Goodbye. So that's happening. And we've got a great show tonight, folks. Two really fun guests. It's Thursday. That means we make the popcorn pick of the week tonight. And we give you, heading into the weekend, a great movie suggestion from our guest. And making the popcorn pick of the week tonight will be Jason Mansmith of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Jason's been on the show before. He's part of the Civic Media family. And if you haven't been to the Thrasher, you got to check it out. But we'll talk more about that with Jason. He's going to make the pick tonight. He's a theater guy, opera house guy, but he watches some colored television, goes to the movies. We'll get the pick from Jason, and you can do what you want with that pick. But typically, we've been batting average the last few weeks has been outstanding with the popcorn picks. So I have no doubt Jason will make a good pick tonight. And then at 7:35, I am happy to welcome from Chicken or the Egg Photography, Chris Rogowski will be here. We're going to talk about comedies. Chris is also a musician. We're going to talk about upcoming dates he's got. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's at 7:35. Lots of fun here tonight on Nightlight. We got a great question. I have to get this. This drove me crazy. I do these Hollywood beats here at Civic Media. They play at the bottom of the hour, typically. And, you know, I'm combing through entertainment stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in entertainment I like reading about. I love reading about the art part of entertainment. Movies, TV shows. I'm a big binge watcher. I love movies. I love comedy, music. It's this nonsense that comes out, like from these gossip rags, that drives me crazy. And you see headlines like today on from E! News. This was on Yahoo Entertainment. The headline was, Khloe Kardashian shares surprising update on her sex life. I think when we have headlines like that, that's when America really started to go downhill. I find that like so dumb. Now, my job here at Civic Media is to write Hollywood beats, so I try to make funny stuff sometimes, and that's why I read it and I wrote a beat about it. So that cracked me up. But then they use phrases like, she spilled major tea. And all it was like the season premiere of The Kardashians, and she's telling one of the other people on camera that she hasn't had sex in 3 years, which I doubt, but okay. And then it just so happens her sister has a libido gummy line. They are shameless product hawkers. So it's do with that what you want, folks. If your libido is lacking, or if you want to be better at sex, with or without a partner, take a Kardashian gummy. Apparently that's the rule there. That's what they were going for. So this is a national croc day. Were you on the phone, Conrad?
Yeah, sorry.
You making some long distance calls over there?
Yeah. To London.
Anything I need to know? But this was kind of, it's National Crocs Day.
Yes, you know.
Do you own a pair of those?
I have a pair of Crocs. Okay. Sadly, they're, I wore them and now they're all sticky.
Uh-oh.
So I haven't worn them since then. I don't have a garden hose.
I think it's sticky.
So.
Put popsicles in them or something or what?
I honestly kind of forgot why they got sticky, but maybe that. Okay. I don't know. I should probably wash them off, but
yeah,
I love my Crocs.
It's not embarrassing. Like, I never thought I'd be a Croc guy. When I saw them the first time, I thought they were the stupidest thing ever. I'm like, who would ever wear those? And I was not on the Croc train until about 4 years ago, and I backed into it. Like, I didn't, it still was something I would never wear, but I took the garbage out one night. My son had a pair because he's like your age, and you guys don't care. You don't have that. Hey, these are silly. You guys are all more about comfort, which I admire about your generation. But I put the Crocs on and I took the garbage out and I was like, wow, this is like a vacation for my feet right now. This is pretty impressive. And then my son wanted nothing to do. He's like, yeah, whatever. And so I took them. Now I own a pair of Crocs. I have come 360. I own my own Crocs. And I don't even know how I feel about that. Whenever I see someone, I always make the joke. I say, hey, do me a favor. Don't tell anybody you saw me wearing Crocs. Which just calls more attention to it. But do you put them in four wheel?
Sport mode.
That's four wheel, I think.
Oh, is it?
That's when you put the strap on the back of your ankles, correct?
What's the, when it's in the front position, isn't that sport?
I don't know, like maybe a Weekend at Bernie's mode or something. You're kind of chilling. I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, I used to work at a shoe store at Champs.
Yeah.
You don't realize how many Crocs we would sell there.
So what's the deal? Like, why? I mean, I get why people wear them. You slip them on. That to me is the big, most appealing thing.
Yeah. I mean, some, you know, kids liked it for the giblets, you know?
What's, huh?
Those little, like, things you could put in the Crocs.
Decorate them?
Those are called giblets.
This keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So, I mean, kids like it with that, you know, they can decorate their shoe how they like it. But also comfort. And one of the major Crocs that we sold was, because it's cold here, you know?
Yeah.
We had fur-lined Crocs.
My wife has a pair of those.
And those things, let's just say, are heaven on feet.
See, I do heaven on feet. I do moccasins. I got some big furry moccasins at home.
Yeah.
So, and those are a little more home-friendly, I think, than Crocs with the fur. But my wife loves her furry Crocs.
I had a pair. And, you know, they kind of got wrecked, but I haven't bought a new pair yet.
We're going to talk more about this, but right now we need to get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is something you wish you were better at? It's all about self-improvement. That's what we do here nightly on Nightlight, folks. What is something you wish you were better at? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app, Civic Media app. Download it today. It's very easy to use. There is no, it is free, right, Conrad?
That is correct.
All right. Very unlike our book fest that we will throw here in Green Bay. That's going to cost major dollars. But download the Civic Media app. Or if you're listening on the stream or watching the radio, drop us a stream comment and let us know what is something you wish you were better at. I'm going to say right now, and we, you know what? I'm going to do a tease, Conrad. Hold on now, folks. I'm going to tell you after this break. See, that's what I created that, you know, in radio.
You created the tease?
I can't even say that with a straight. Been doing radio 2 years. Okay, so we're coming back, and I want to know the answer to your questions, folks. What is something you wish you were better at? Two great guests tonight. Fun question. Lots more coming up. Croc talk throughout the show. You do not want to turn that dial or that app or whatever. Stay with us. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is something you wish you were better at? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter X. And give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. You know, there's all the big stuff. Like, obviously, I wish I was more handy. But I realize I never clean out my email box or my voice messages. I probably have 1,000 voice messages on my phone. Thank God. If they limited it to like 50, I would clean it out. But maybe the problem is they don't put limits on it. It's like a memory thing or something. But yeah, I need to be better at that. I've got so much junk mail, though, I can't bring myself to go through it. All I get basically in my email now, my main email, is junk. Or ads. That's probably 80% of it. What about you?
I would say I wish I was better at, you know, being creative in the kitchen, kind of like cooking.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I can make food, but it's not the best. So I wish I was better at cooking.
Well, you got time. I mean, who's a great chef at your age? I mean, give me a break, right?
Gordon Ramsay, probably.
Doubt it. That's a good one. Cook at home more, be better at that. Yeah, I wish I was, and the obvious one for me is I wish I was more handy because my dad can rewire stuff, fix plumbing, He fixed up our whole house wherever we've gone. He's changed every room, put drywall up, all this stuff. Like, the guy can do everything. Guess how much he taught me, Conrad? Nothing.
Yeah.
I was the hold the flashlight guy, basically. No, I wish I was more handy, and I could have been more proactive about that. But I'm going to say, just on a day-to-day basis, I wish my email box was cleaner and my messages.
You know, I will say, I'll add to mine as well and just say, I wish that I could, you know, kind of control my binge eating habits sometimes. Oh, like, yeah, well, or, yeah, you know, portion out stuff. Like,
right.
I feel like I'll eat, like the classic thing we always say, like, you can't just have two cookies or whatever.
Or one piece of pizza.
Exactly.
Which is probably all you need.
You take one bite and you're like, I could eat.
Yeah.
I could eat a lot of these right now. So I wish I could just be like, all right, just two and I'm done.
But, like, are there people out there that I'm going to have one piece of pizza, a salad, a glass of water, and one cookie for... No, I, these people don't exist as far as I'm concerned. I eat pizza till I can't move anymore.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just all about portion control.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I'll have some chips, and then you overeat the chips, and then you feel bad
chips
after
are the it. Worst, too.
Yes.
Chips and cookies. There's, like, no nutrition. That Kardashian article I was talking about before.
Yeah.
Said, I love at the top of the articles, they'll say 3-minute read, 2-minute read, like to let you know ahead of time how much time you're going to spend. This was supposed to be an 8-minute read, and I'm not kidding, it was 4 paragraphs.
I think they're just playing to their audience,
maybe, or themselves.
They read it, they had to go back and reread some sentences.
It would take the dunce Kardashian son 8 minutes to read this. That was just so crazy. I don't know. How do people feel? We got to the Crocs is almost like a sub question tonight, because that could have been a question too.
Yes.
I do like talking about Crocs because I don't get them, but I own them and I like them. I'm very conflicted about the Crocs. But it is Thursday, folks. The popcorn pick of the week is happening in about 10 minutes. Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake will be here. He is also part of the Civic Media family, which will be exciting to have him here on the show. He's been here before. And then Chris Rogowski, local musician and photographer and from Chicken or the Egg Photography, is also a sponsor of this show, coincidentally enough. And Chris will be here at 7:35. So lots of good stuff happening. I don't know where to go here because I had so much stuff I needed to get off my chest. I'm getting a new roof today.
Okay.
You probably haven't lived through this yet, but
no.
It's the first time I've ever had a new roof. And I'm like, well, I turned on the fireplace this morning and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and read it. A friend of mine sent me a script. I'm going to read the script. It's like World War II is happening on your roof. It's very nerve wracking because we have skylights. And I'm like, one of these guys is going to fall through the skylights on me, or it's terrifying, like the noise. So I'm a little on edge tonight.
I think you should be fine.
If I get jumpy, just... You know,
well, there's no skylights in here, Pete. All right, so you don't have to worry here.
It's a ripoff, man. We should have skylights. We got the big window right here, though.
Skylight would go through like seven
floors. Yeah. Are you surprised we haven't seen more craziness in this window? I mean, I've been flashed twice.
Yes.
And then, frankly, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. If people are listening, I welcome that sort of thing. No, I am surprised, like, more crazy, like people puking or whatever, because there's bars here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll walk by, you know, once.
Why don't you just go outside and vomit? Would it kill you? what is something you wish you were better at on social media? Dan Davies, our pal Dan, says, semi-nude kitten juggling. Is this Dan the semi-nude or the kitten? Please clarify, Dan. Only the kittens. Oh, I get ahead of myself. People oftentimes answer. He says, only the kittens are semi-nude. I'm wearing lime green Speedos. No kittens, or Speedos for that matter, are hurt in this stunt. It hurt to read that, Dan, so I don't know if I believe that. Mike on social media, Mike Desitel, says, answering your questions. That's very funny. Did Mike put the Laffy emoji under that comment? Can you check that out, or is that somebody else?
Because he did it himself.
Never coming on the show again. Tim Baker says, nunchucks. You wish you could stop doing nunchucks.
You know, that would be pretty cool to be better at, you know?
It would be. My kids learned those when they were younger, when they did all this martial arts stuff. I'd be curious to know if they remember about
it. I saw who liked it, and it was the guy behind the guy.
Oh, JB. He's dead to me. Amanda Nimmer from WGBW, our social media guru, says understanding finances, mortgages, escrows, taxes, etc. It's like a whole other language I can't grasp. That's another great one. I suspect we'll hear more of that throughout the course of the show. Let us know, folks. What do you want to get better at? Text, call, just get a hold of us one way or the other. When we come back after the news, Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. This is Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We're coming right back.
WMDX. Less noise, more nuance.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An FBI sting sweeps up sports stars and mobsters.
An NBA coach and a star player among more than 30 people indicted in a pair of illegal gambling cases that prosecutors say put pro basketball in bed with the mob. Federal prosecutors say the mafia paid Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and former Cleveland Cavaliers player Damon Jones to lure unsuspecting victims to high-stakes poker games in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The mobsters called the celebrity athletes face cards, and the victims fish.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The White House East Wing, built under Theodore Roosevelt, expanded by FDR, and now destroyed by President Trump so he can proceed with building his $300 million ballroom. President Trump saying on a social media feed that he's terminating trade talks with Canada because of television ads opposing the U.S. tariffs that he says misstated the facts. This is ABC News.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new comedy biopic that should interest many Wisconsinites. A Chris Farley story has been sold as a pitch to New Line Cinema, who will also distribute the film. Farley will be played by Paul Walter Hauser, who was most recently seen in The Naked Gun and The Fantastic Four First Steps before that. He can be seen this weekend in Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere. And now he will play the iconic Farley. Hauser is also at the point where he can have some influence with the director, the extremely busy and in demand Josh Gad. Variety is reporting that Hauser is lobbying for Sam Rockwell to play the part of Saturday Night Live executive producer and creator Lorne Michaels. While appearing at the premiere of Deliver Me From Nowhere, Hauser pleaded directly to Rockwell to take the role, saying, "Sam, please, be in my Chris Farley movie. You love being around me when I do my Farley impression anyway, so I'll do Matt Foley all day to make you laugh. It'll be fun." Rockwell and Hauser appeared together in Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewell in 2019. Sounds like a fun flick. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
The John and Gordy Show.
Give us a jingle. What do you got for us, Dick? What do you got for us, Charles?
We have CG on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us?
We have Matt on the phone.
Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Your callers are the spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very for that much. Comment.
We have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their 2 cents in. This is fantastic stuff.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween from the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and there is a, Conrad, there is a Meatloaf tribute concert.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's where I just saw a bunch of teachers out there, and they said, we're going to Meatloaf, and I thought it was a bunch of teachers getting together to go have Meatloaf.
Potluck?
Yeah, exactly, or a casserole of some sort, but they're going to a tribute concert, so that will be our Nightlight window fun. We'll be a bunch of teachers who are pretty wound up about making a tribute to Meatloaf, which I can totally understand. Right now, folks, this is exciting. It's Thursday, one of my favorite nights of the week, easily top five. And we make our popcorn pick of the week every Thursday here with a special guest. And joining us here tonight on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week is our pal Jason Mansmith. He is the director of marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. If you have not been, I highly recommend it. It is a quaint, intimate, really cool venue. And Jason does an amazing job, and he joins us now over the stream. Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me on this highlight of the week.
Pleasure is all mine. How are things going for you? Are you still part of the Civic Media family?
You bet.
I love that.
Just wrapped up a show about an hour and a half or so ago. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Always a fun time. Yeah.
Do you want to tell people about it before we jump into some movie talk here?
Well, sure. I mean, I always got to promote that, right? So join me each and every weekday afternoon on 93.1, The Wave in Ripon, and AM 1600. And got all kinds of great music for you from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. So happy to be in. Been on that station coming up on 30 years next month,
wow.
If you can believe it. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Pretty special.
You have quite the life there, running a very cool venue, and now you got a show. It's just that's a good life, bud.
Yeah, I better clarify. I do not run the venue by any means. But
I didn't mean to insist. If Jason's boss is listening, that's not what he told me. I made an
our
assumption.
Our executive director, Rachel, is an absolute rock star, and we've got a wonderful team out over there in Thrasher. We're just really, really excited, and we got a lot of really, really exciting things to talk about with you tonight.
Yeah, we'll do all that. And I did say you're a director of marketing when I brought you on, so hopefully
correct.
That doesn't get you in trouble. So.
No.
All right, fantastic. So let's talk movies.
Yes.
Do you? How do you like to watch movies, Jason? Are you a theater guy? Or are you a stream at home guy?
A little bit of both.
Sure.
You know, there's been some area upgrades in theaters around the area. Here, mainly in Fond du Lac and things like that down in the southern part of the valley. But where I'm at in Ripon is actually the first Marcus Theater amongst the entire company was here. Yeah. So we have that in our downtown. So I've, you know, been able to dip into a lot of different spots. So, but I also do like, you know, grabbing something from the streaming service or whatever and checking it on that way too, because it's super comfortable and snacks are close, right?
Absolutely. That's a great answer. I always prefer going to the theater too whenever possible, but you're right. I watch a lot more movies. It's just easier to watch them at home because they're right at your fingertips and I can jam through, you know, 5 or 10 movies a week and I'm not going to the theater that often, but I do prefer the theater. What are your favorite kind of movies? Do you have a genre you prefer?
You know, I'm kind of the comedy guy more than anything, but then I do like some of those suspenseful dramas. Or even kind of borderline, not horror, but just, you know, kind of in that where you're constantly thinking,
yeah.
Right? Or like something's going to be, you know, what's coming up next or what's it going to look like? So, yeah, those are kind of my favorite ones in there. And, you know, I'm a sucker for a good musical and a really good documentary, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Nice varied taste there. That's impressive.
Yes.
I like that. I like the caper stuff, too, and a good mystery as opposed to horror. But you said horror. And yeah. This is kind of the horror season. And if it's your popcorn pick of the week, don't give it to us yet. But if there's another horror film you like or something, we could talk about that a little bit too. Do you like the slasher films or more of like just the jump scares?
Probably more the jump scares than anything. And my popcorn pick of the week is going to be a horror film, but give you another one that I do really, really like. And it's a remake and it's 20 years old. And you think about the guy that's in it who's gone on to star in way bigger films, but Ryan Reynolds was in the Amityville Horror from 2005. They redid that one.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of it. So that's one of my favorite ones, to be honest with you.
Okay. What about The Shining? Did you see The Shining?
Yeah, always. Who hasn't seen The Shining, right?
It's kind of a silly question, but I that's one that just to this day, there are scenes in that movie that scare me to my core. It's and not even the parts like where he's chasing Shelley Duvall or his son or whatever. It's just those like that scene where he's in the men's room and the ball is happening outside and the men's room attendant is like a ghost or whatever and talking to him and that haunting music. It's so creepy and so well done.
Yeah. Another Stephen King one that I really, really liked is Pet Sematary. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I have not seen Pet Sematary, no.
It's got Fred Gwynne in it, who played Herman Munster from The Munsters, right?
So, yeah, that's awesome.
It's really good, kind of suspenseful thing, too.
All right, that's fantastic. So what do you have a favorite movie snack, Jace?
Oh, well, how do you say no to popcorn, right? I mean, that's, you know.
The classic,
but gummy worms or gummy bears are also another a good one. You know, when you drop those, they don't make as many sounds as the Skittles. So.
Very strategic.
Not rolling down the hill. Yeah, exactly.
I was at the movies about, I don't know, 15 years ago with my son, and he goes to get a snack, and he bought some Nerd ropes, and that cracked me. I'd never heard of those before. I'm like, what are those? And he like blushed and looked embarrassed. They're delicious, I have to say. I just think it's a funny thing. Does your snack choice, Jason, change from theater to home? Like, let's say you're at home, you got a great movie on your mind, you're going to kick your feet up. Do you make something special or a pizza or so? Do you change it up a little bit?
Not too often. It's usually popcorn everywhere, actually, when the movies go down. So okay. I'm a frequent popcorn eater. I do like it. So
that's awesome.
It's an easy snack and always around the house. So
absolutely. Jason Mansmith is my guest. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Absolutely check it out. We'll give you an idea of what's coming up there shortly after we make our popcorn pick of the week. Do you have a movie cocktail? Do you like to make a cocktail at home?
Not really. So, you know, I'm not much of a drinker. So okay. I'm going to probably err on the side of like a sparkling water, maybe a bubbler or something like that.
Okay. That's a good. What about drugs? Do you have a drug you like to take when you're watching movies at home?
Not really, but I mean, I guess I'm open to try if we can do it right.
You give us a movie tonight, I'll recommend a good drug for you to just kind of slip
away. Sounds good. What a deal, right? Who knew I was going to be a part of the show tonight? So
have you ever brought booze into the theater? Was there a time like when you're a teen where you do that?
Not booze into the theater, but did we smuggle in some snacks and some other things?
Oh, yeah.
Jolt soda back in the day? You bet, man. Oh, that was for sure. We did smuggle some of that in.
Jolt
sure. I think that's
soda.
Part of the ritual, right? That's just part of growing up. Got to smuggle a little bit.
Absolutely. I forgot about Jolt soda. But you're almost expected to sneak candy or snacks in, I think, when you're a kid, you know, even though you're not financially conscious, just as a... It's a frugal way to be. How do you feel about previews, Jason? You like the previews or you kinda,
I do like the previews. I've actually found a couple of the movies that I wanted to really, really see based upon the previews. And I think the one that pops to my mind the most is when that Dylan one came out, A Complete Unknown. Like, I think it was early part of last year, right? I saw the preview for that. And I'm like, wow, I kind of want to see that one for sure. So
that's a great.
Have I seen it yet? No, I have not, but I will.
He would have crushed a Thrasher Opera House. That's a great venue for Bobby D. Do you have a favorite actor? Speaking of Dylan, like Timothy Chalamet played Bob Dylan. I thought he did a really good job. Do you have an actor that is enough to get you to go to a movie?
Samuel L. Jackson, for sure. Oh, that is my God. I'm a, I'm a huge Pulp Fiction fan, right? I love that movie a lot in it, but a lot of the other things that he does too are just so good. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite ones for sure is Samuel L. Jackson.
Great choice. Are you a Tarantino fan by nature in addition to Pulp Fiction?
I think, you know, yeah, Reservoir Dogs I got into, right? Yeah. And then a few of the other ones, Django Unchained, right? I like that one. That was good too. So I wouldn't say a big Quentin Tarantino fan, but yeah, some of the ones I do enjoy.
Oh, some of the stuff he's done, yeah, you can't deny it. It's just a great watch. What do you do in theaters, Jason, when people are too loud? Do you say something? You call the cops?
No, I don't. Usually I just deal with it. I'm a pacifist. I don't like to make too much.
Not even a look. Not even that.
Not even a look. Okay. Comments in my head, but that's about it. So.
You never know what you're dealing with anyway. You're probably exactly. better up. What about, like, who do you like to go to movies with? Like, do you have a spouse, a partner, a group?
Yeah, I think the last couple of months have been with my significant other and then, some families and friends. So, yeah, that's always a good thing to do. You don't get on as much as often as we'd like to, but sure, it's good.
That's great. Okay, I think
and it's my nephew is huge into movies. So, he's five. So, we watch a little bit different movies than others. But, yeah. So those are good.
Do you have a favorite kids movie? Because some of them are great. Like some of them, when my kids were young, I'll still watch them if they're on.
I think my first real good kid movie that I liked a lot was Aladdin. Remember when that came out in the early 90s? Robin Williams in it and all the other things. And that was really good. But like Up is good. Some of those animated ones too. So I dig them for sure.
I love it. All right. Jason Mansmith, Director of Marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. I think it is time for to get Jason's popcorn pick of the week. So, Conrad, if you please. What do you got, buddy?
My pick of the week, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, is great horror movie from 2010. It's a comedy horror.
Okay. Oh, I love those.
I know, right? And it's kind of spoofing off every other horror movie that's out there and kind of including the same thing. So, there's this group of college girls and then, things happen and then they're always hiding out in the open, where anybody can find you kind of thing. But it's written differently. This group of kind of like hillbillies were mistaken for killers by a group of the college girls. And it's hilariously funny. Wow. And it's a great kind of spoof off of the horror movie. So yeah, Tucker and Dale versus Evil from 2010. I would highly recommend that one. There is a little bit of slasher in it, I'll be honest with you, but you can get through it. It's humorous, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Humorous slasher. So
and it's sometimes it's not as bad when there's slasher elements if it is funny, especially if they're trying to be funny with the slashing,
Yeah, for sure on that.
Well, that's great.
I highly recommend it. Get it on and check it out.
I got it right here, and I'm pulling it up on IMDb, and I can see that, not a big marquee name cast.
No.
I like that, too. I find, for me, it's easier to lose myself in a movie when there aren't huge movie stars in it. You can kind of get into it more. That's a great pick. Jason Mansmith just chose Tucker and Dale versus Evil from 2010. It is a rated R comedy horror. Have you ever seen Fright Night?
Yes.
That's a fun one, too.
Yep.
And April Fool's Day. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Not see that one. No.
Yeah, Biff from Back to the Future is in that. And he's really funny. And it's just a good mix of comedy and scary stuff. So great pick, Jason. Jason is going to tell us what's coming up at the Thrasher after a very short break here. And our question of the night, folks, is name something you wish you were better at. I say cleaning out my emails and phone messages. Conrad says cooking. There are people that have said finance stuff. The sky is the limit. Give us your answer. I will read your text on the radio, and maybe we'll find out what it is for Jason, too, when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Connecting audiences. Powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Students come and go, but Madison Wisdom stays forever. We're a city that never stops learning, questioning, and growing. Whether you're a longtime local or a transplant who fell in love with our lakes, 92.7 WMDX is your connection to the conversations that shape our extraordinary community. Tune in and take part, because Madison always has something to say. This is WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with us, folks. It is Thursday night. You are almost there. The weekend is literally right around the corner. Coming up at 7:35, our pal Chris Rogowski will be here from Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris is also a musician. I think we're going to play one of his songs, Conrad. I think
that sounds cool.
Yeah, very cool. So we'll do that. Our question of the night is, what is something you wish you were better at? Could be anything from juggling to cooking to finances. We've heard some great, or like Dan Davies cat juggling, semi-nude cat juggling. Right now, our pal Jason Mansmith is with us on the stream. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. So, Jason, for people who haven't been there, give us a little background about the Thrasher.
Yeah, absolutely. So our historic opera house was built in 1910 by Charlie Thrasher. That's where the name comes in.
Oh, okay.
It's not a skateboarding magazine, which a lot of people maybe think that it might be. But yeah, so Charlie has this great idea of providing a gathering point for the community to you know, show, you know, silent movies at the time, or just to get people together. So he had that vision to build that, and he did so. And then it was, well, it kind of went away for a little bit, and thankfully the community rallied in the late 1990s to purchase it and to renovate it and to open it back up in 1997, And they've been hosting shows in the Historic Thrasher Opera House since then. That first year, 1997, they did three events. This past year in 2024, we did 89 events. So
wow.
We have grown tremendously over that amount of time. And we are excited about some new things that are going to be coming to the Thrasher Opera House. Not exactly to the Opera House specifically, but to our offices and to the space directly next to the facility.
That's cool. And I think you told me last time you were here, the capacity, it's a very intimate venue, right?
Yeah. 200 seats is what we have for you. If we do a standing show, it's no more than 325, I think.
Wow.
And then we do some cocktail sitting as well. So we do shows with just, you know, 80 seats or a little bit less. So we really have the flexibility and the versatility to kind of set the show how we like it. And, you know, if we have some newcomers to the area, maybe we're not going to, you know, see 200 tickets out of that because not a lot of people maybe know them. We're able to set that room for a little bit smaller, still make it feel comfortable for everything, but we can open it up too if we need to.
That's fantastic. Did you have Mary Mack there recently?
We had Mary here about a year and a half ago.
Oh, was it that?
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in on that maybe last summer too. I think it might have been. Yeah, about a year ago last summer. I'm sorry. So
okay.
September.
She was on the show, and I remember she was talking about a date she had. I can't remember if it was the first time she was on or afterwards. But did you tell me this last time you were here? And I'm only asking because Halloween is coming up. I'm not trying to keep people away from the theater. But is there a haunted element to the Thrasher?
Yeah, there is. I think so. I did some ghost hunting with a fellow civic media colleague in Lisa Hale as well. So she's
really?
She's been down there to do some investigating with us as well on it. So it's. There's some elements of it for sure, like most theaters, haunted as always.
Can you give us like an example or something?
I personally have not experienced anything in there, but and when we were there, we just had some things they call paranormal for a reason, right? Because it's not normal. Some things that did occur, you know, just some things that we maybe heard, things like that. But for the most part, there Charlie is no doubt around there. I love walking into the Opera House and just greeting him and saying, hey, Charlie, how's it going?
So you have a ghost named Charlie.
Well, that's what we named him. We figured it was, Charlie Thrasher back there at the Opera House after he built it. He's got a good tie to it, right?
I love that. My guest is Jason Mansmith. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House. That's what we're talking about right now. We're going to talk about some upcoming events in just a minute. His popcorn pick of the week, folks. Jason made the popcorn pick this week is Tucker and Dale. Speaking of Halloween, which is right around the corner, it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It's rated R. There's some slasher, but there's also some good comedy, and Jason highly recommends it. So that's a great movie leading into the weekend. I saw that you just had to cancel a show. How much does that suck as a marketing director, having to cancel a show?
It's for us, it's fine. We can handle it, right? I feel bad for the artist given the situation. Our blues guy, Matt Schofield, had gone overseas to play in Poland and was in Barcelona and got his backpack stolen in Barcelona, which included his passport and his USA visa. So he was able to play the shows in the UK, but he has no way to get over back to the United States.
Oh, man.
In the due time. He has a meeting with the embassy, I think, next week, and hopefully he's going to get that stamp. So he can get back over here. But yeah, that's why we had to cancel.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Tough, right? It's just not like, hey, they're not feeling good or something like this. This was a real life altering experience.
It's usually COVID, but this is like a real thing. Right. Can we keep you through the news just for a few minutes, Jason,
absolutely.
And talk about
Prom
some upcoming events? Because you've got some great Christmas stuff coming up, some kids events. We'll talk all about that. And real quick, do you have something you wish you were better at?
I was thinking about that during the break a little bit. I wish I would make more time to reach out to old friends, right?
Like
friends I've
great.
Known forever, right? Just to reconnect with them and you know, see what's going on. Maybe even just a 5 or 10 minute conversation. You know,
I love that.
Say, hey, what's up? Thinking of you.
That's a great one. All right, Jason is going to stick with us through intermission. We'll be back for Act Two, but first let's bang out a couple of these texts here. Con, we've got on the stream, Lil Irv says, any, all of the trades. I think that means being handy. Which has got to be a big one. I think a lot of people wish they could, you know, we're better at that. Certainly I do too. Edward from the 414 says, I wish I was better at not getting frustrated when CJ from Stoughton calls in to all the other civic media shows. He's took a shot at another listener. I don't know what to tell you, Edward. But thank you for the text. Ross from Crawford County, that's in the 608, he says, I wish I was better at playing guitar. Took lessons as a young kid and stopped, then started again as a late teenager and then stopped. Boy, that's another one. I wish I had never quit the piano. That's one of mine, too. People are just reminding me throughout the show of all the things I wish I was better at, and there are a ton of them. All right, we are going to do intermission, and we'll come back for Act 2. And when I say intermission, folks, I mean the Civic Media Crack News team is going to keep you informed, tell you everything you need to know, and we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every time that you call, and the
world don't stop. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A quick end to talks with one of America's biggest trading partners. Here's ABC's Maggie Rooley.
President Trump has abruptly ended trade negotiations with Canada. He says he's angry over a TV ad airing in Canada that used the voice of Ronald Reagan to criticize tariffs. Trump accuses Canada of trying to interfere with the Supreme Court, which is considering whether his tariffs are legal.
24 days after the government has been shut down, this is the first Friday where hundreds of thousands of federal workers will not receive their full paychecks. Based on satellite images, it does appear the entire White House East Wing has been demolished so President Trump can proceed with this $300 million ballroom. The plan to send federal troops to San Francisco has been put on hold for now. The city's mayor says he talked to the president about it, and decision was made to hold off, at least for now. On Thursday, Border Patrol agents used flashbangs to disperse dozens of protesters in San Francisco. This is ABC News.